Friends, we read here that a large multitude gathered together. Many people are there at the Galilee, from Galilee to Judea. And the Lord is there to heal them. Previously, in the previous chapter, he had already been speaking to them about forgiveness, about restoration. He's speaking to them to make sure that we put things right with one another. And now he's challenged regarding the teaching of marriage. And the Lord Jesus Christ speaks that it is the will of God that a man and a woman who are joined together in holy matrimony to be together for the rest of their lives. And the main thrust of the Lord Jesus' teaching in answer to this trick question of the Pharisees is to ask them if they have not read the Old Testament. He says, haven't you read? And he is emphasizing that marriage is intended to be between one man and one woman on earth for life. And that is something that is very much taught against in our culture and even within churches. God has joined them together, and man must not separate them. And in answer to their false statement that Moses commanded divorce, Jesus teaches that divorce, and here it is that there are godly people who differ on the interpretation here, but Jesus here, just taking the words that he says, teaches that divorce is permitted, though not commanded or obligatory, in the case of sexual immorality. Marriage, however, is not for everyone. Some have physical defects, some have received injuries, some are of a disposition where they can commit themselves wholly to God's work and do not need to be married. And so there are many practical things that the Lord is teaching here. But marriage is something that is holy in the sight of God, must be preserved, must be fought for. I find it a sad thing that the Church of England in the past week even in Wales has now said that the LGBT agenda is supported by them. And for many decades now, they have accepted divorce on any ground. And there are others who compromise on the teaching, even on the subject of the identity of a man, his sexuality. Is there a man a man? Is there a woman a woman? What does the Word of God teach us? And by rejecting the Bible, and that goes with mainstream denominations too, by rejecting the Bible, what happens? We reject Jesus Christ. We go against the Lord Jesus Christ. So what should we do? We shouldn't listen to the teaching of worldly governments and false churches that deny the Bible on subjects of sexual identity, life, and marriage. But see how God made us as men and women, that this is what the Lord has called us to be, male and female. And marriage is a picture of the relationship of the Lord Jesus Christ and his church, and this divorce destroys that. And so Christian couples must, by God's grace, pursue to maintain and deepen their marriage, and God's will is for you to live by grace. It is a hard thing. Oh, it is. We could say marriage is impossible, but by God's grace, he gives us daily grace to live and to encourage one another on and to bring up children to follow the Lord. Well, may the Lord help us with these thoughts and enable us to live for him.